chair, the three chairs would confirm that. That the Senate President opened the session by saying very categorically that what is said here stays here. Because that is, this is an executive session. All right.
Chairman.
Now, with that one we proceeded. We cannot discuss further what was said. Because it was an executive session. That was what the Senate President said. Now, it is important that we raise this question of executive session. It was Senator Lacson who raised it. But violation of executive session, the penalty is expulsion. That is our rule. Any violation, it's in the rules. Expulsion. Now, are we now going to say later on, after agreeing at the outset that it is an executive session, we relax it now and say it is not an executive session? Can we change it in midstream? I think the minutes of the September 26 committee hearings would bear that out. That it was an executive session. That's all I would say. Beyond that, that's something else.
And then, since I don't think there is any dispute that what happened was an executive session. If there is an honor at all among the members of this body, those who made that revelation ought to say so, at least that they did, because it involves the institution. Like in the Philippine Military Academy, they can challenge us, all right, sir? If we say all right, then we will say so.
For the record, Mr. Chairman, I never revealed anything that transpired. I never talked to the reporter, Ms. Javellana, Labo Gabellana, and just for the record, Mr. Chairman.
After the minority leader, the chair will clarify some matters. But may I just acknowledge the presence of Senator Loren Legarda and also of the majority leader, Senator Pangilina. The minority leader is recognized.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Arroyo mentioned my name and this is one of the few instances I will agree with him openly that what he said is correct. That, in fact, I approached him, and in fact also Manong Jani. You were seated here in the elderly row. And so I suggested that perhaps it would be best that we had an executive session. Now, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to say that the weight and the power of the findings of this committee, as well as any other committee of the Senate, depends on the content of its findings, basically, and of course the support that the findings have from the senators, especially if they cross party lines to do it. It does not help that we are squabbling over this issue publicly. And so perhaps it would be better that we do it also in caucus so that we can trace out the matter. Because my own...
Your executive sessions?
Just the caucus among ourselves. Because my own view is that between saying that the meeting we are attending is an executive session and the holding of one, there's an ocean that divides the two. In other words, it is possible that when we got there, something else supervened so that the executive session could not be held. I'm just suggesting possibilities, Mr. Chairman. And so all these matters can be threshed out, I think, if we have a caucus among ourselves and talk as peers on the issue at hand, Mr. Chairman.
With the... May I appeal to the Chair? I understand with all my years in the Senate that the transcript of our discussion is the first evidence of what happened in camera. So may I request that the transcript of that session of the Senate, especially the last portion of that session, be presented so that we will find out whether indeed we agreed. We recessed the hearing and went into an executive session. each one of us has an opinion about this or recollection, and I think that the record of our proceedings would tell us what really happened.
Chairman.
Chairman Biasan is recognized.
I think there is no dispute to the reason why we all went into the lounge, and that was because of the motion to hold an executive session was approved by the in the proceeding. So when we entered there, the objective was to hold an executive session. However, I think that according to our rules, the committees have the power to determine whether or not the subjects discussed, if there were subjects discussed, would be held in executive session, or and then through votation decide that the subjects taken.
What rule is that, sir? May I know?
It is.
Can we find out what rules are we discussing?
May I read, Your Honor, Section 11 of the rule, executive session and public hearing. Number one, if the committee believes that the interrogation of a witness in a public hearing might endanger national security, it may, motu proprio or upon motion of any interested party, conduct its inquiry in an executive session for the purpose of determining the necessity or advisability of conducting such interrogation thereafter in public hearing. Number two, attendance at executive session shall be limited to members of the committee, its staff, other members of the Senate, and other persons whose presence is requested or allowed by the chairman. And that's why I think Secretary Andaya was allowed to enter. Now, number three, testimony taken or material presented in an executive session or any summary thereof shall not be made public in whole or in part unless authorized by the committee. And I think decision can be arrived at through a votation of the members.
What is the point raised by the distinguished chairman?
Yes.
I would like to find out, because my understanding of this rule is executive session is not limited to national security issues.
Well,
it says executive session shall be held whenever a senator so requests it and his petition has been duly seconded, or when the security of the state or public interest so requires.
Yes.
So
the point
is, an executive session of the Senate is not limited to national security issues.
I agree, Your Honor.
Or public interest when there is a request from any member of this body, and it's so approved by the body, then we can go to an executive session.
I agree, Your Honor, to that. But the point I am raising is this, that just because there was a motion for executive session, and this is approved, the executive session nature of the conference inside will remain so, because that the nature of that can be changed if the committee so decide, Your Honor.
Was there by any
there
of
was
the
none.
Members? Okay, then.
There was none.
What is the point
so
of discussing
meaning,
this
the point the is, even this committee today can change the nature of that meeting inside, if there should be a vote taken on the matter.
Okay, fine, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Senator Rice.
You know, I think we're arguing over something that is reflected in the transcript, because I have read the transcript. The last portion of the session of September 26 states all of that. Even the chair said, told Secretary Neri, you better bring your lawyers. I think the chair said that. And then the chair said, we're going on executive session. Now, all of these are still something that we should hold in confidence. But there is something which says that, look at this, the president as well as the senators and the officials and employees of the Senate shall absolutely refrain from divulging any of the confidential matters taken up by the Senate. And all proceedings which might have taken place in the Senate in a connection with the said matters shall be likewise considered as strictly confidential until the Senate, by the two-thirds vote of all its members, decides to lift the ban of secrecy. So it is the Senate in plenary that will decide that. Now, until that happens, Mr. Chair, I will read section 129. Any senator who violates the provisions contained in the preceding section may, by two-thirds vote of all the senators, be expelled from the Senate. And if the violator is an official or employee of the Senate, he shall be dismissed. That is how sacrosanct executive sessions are. Now, on the question of whether the executive sessions of the Senate, section 1 to 26 reads, shall be held always behind closed doors. In such sessions, only the secretary, the sergeant at arms, and or such other persons as may be authorized, and or such other persons as may be authorized by the Senate, may be admitted to the session hall. I think the chair exercised that privilege, that right, shortly before we moved to an executive session. I just want that for the record, so that we can discuss what should be revealed, because it was opened. I thought that we're going to take this in the Committee on Ethics, but since Senator Lacson opened it, so be it. And we're willing to engage in any debate on this question. That's it, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Arroyo. I'd just like to clarify. First, for the record, September 26, 2007, 8:50 p.m., the chairman, in parenthesis, Senator Cayetano A., close parenthesis, the three committees are now going on executive session. And again, to repeat, Secretary Neri, please join us. You can bring your lawyer. The Director General and one of the lawyers of the Blue Ribbon Committee will accompany us. Let me stop there. From that point on, we have maintained that we went into executive session. And the chairman has not made any statements, has not answered any questions regarding what happened, if any, inside the senator's lounge. And then the newspaper reports came out, and Senator Arroyo gave his privilege speech, and then an issue was brought up whether, in fact, there was an executive session or not. So it was merely...
That issue was brought up only by Senator Lacson today.
Well, it was in the newspapers. I think as a matter of discussion, I don't know if it's on radio shows or TV, it has been floated. But we have maintained until this point in time, and we have not changed... The committee has not said that it is not an executive session. But formally, Senator Lacson brought it up today. And at the start of this hearing, and in response to the inquiry of Senator Lacson, the chairman's answer was, and I may repeat just for the record, Senator Arroyo, was that we can discuss it in caucus with the permission of the body, but I have my personal opinion. And with your permission, I'll give you my personal opinion at this point in time. My opinion is that we were in executive session, and I put it on the record, we have the record and it has been sealed. The implications are this: if we were not in executive session, there is no secrecy and we can all reveal what happened, if any, inside. If it is executive session, then we are covered by the rules, but there is also a conflict of the rules, because one part of the rule is section 128 of which talks about executive session from the sessions of the Senate. And then you have Rule 11, which deals with investigations in aid of legislation and executive session there. So I firmly believe that if we discuss whether or not it was an executive session, and or if we discuss whether or not to reveal what happened inside and lift the secrecy, the ban on revealing information, we will necessarily have to talk about what happened then. And if we do that, we will be revealing it. That's why the chair requests that any further discussion on this, we hold it on caucus. But if I may advise the members, if we may all agree that at this point in time, we will consider it an executive session, and the ban on the information on what happened there remains.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator
quite Roy. Frankly, I don't give one hoot whether we make public already what we disclosed there. Nothing was said anyway. So that inquirer must answer for this, for giving a false information and defending the reporter who said that, naming four sources as the source of a falsehood. Inquirer said, reported that news, and everybody is scared about the inquirer. Why? Must the Senate now be cowed by the inquirer? So let's open it, and so that the inquirer will be faced already with the position. What happened?
Bring it out.
Bring it out into the open.
Yeah.
No, we can take that on too. Of course, the rule says
without prejudice to the responsibilities of the senators who were talkative and without honor, who revealed nothing.
The chair will first recognize Senator Escudero and Senator Dick Gordon, the majority leader.
Mr. Chairman,
and then Chairman Rojas.
Yes. Before we proceed with the issue of whether or not we should divulge the information or allow for the confidentiality to be set aside, as provided for in our rules, Mr. President, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to reiterate, perhaps. And second, the earlier proposal of Senator Pimentel, the minority leader, that perhaps we should discuss this first in caucus and then decide in caucus if we want to divulge it after the caucus has been terminated and we go into open session or open hearing, Mr. President, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Rojas,
thank you. Pursuant to the remarks of our distinguished majority leader, may I also inquire from the majority leader, who is, as chairman of the Committee on Rules, would be in the best possession of this information, whether, in fact, the motion of Senator Arroyo, seconded by Senator Enrile,
A suggestion. I will file it.
Okay. Well, whether that suggestion, if it ever matures into a motion.
Your Honor, I made a motion.
Okay, the motion.
I'm a member of this House.
All right.
Well, I made the motion.
The motion of Senator Enrile, supported by Senator Arroyo, will require the 2/3 vote of the committee or of the plenary. In other words, was the executive session under the auspices of a committee, and so therefore it's 2/3 only of the committee members, or was it under the auspices of the plenary, in which case it's 2/3 of the entire body? And having inquired with respect to the committee, will it require therefore the 2/3 vote of each of the committees he represented, or so we just want that clear from the majority leader, so that in fact, if we should so pursue this, then we will know exactly what the parliamentary procedure would be, so that we don't go back and forth and
yes,
back and forth.
With the permission of the chair, yes, we would like to thank Senator Rojas for the point of inquiry. This representation is that we are covered by the rules governing inquiries in aid of legislation, and therefore it is not a Senate session but a committee hearing, and therefore Section 11 in the Senate rules, it's page 56. Section 11 applies, and not the rule on executive sessions of the Senate in session. We would like to clarify that it is an executive session of the committee. It is not the an executive session of the Senate in plenary. These are two different animals. And therefore, it being an executive session of the committee and not of the session in plenary, then Section 11 applies. And in Section 11, number 3, if I may be allowed to read, testimony taken or material presented in an executive session of the committees or any summary thereof shall not be made public in whole or in part unless authorized by the committee. And therefore, unless authorized by the committee, my understanding here is that it is a majority vote of the committee, of all the members. I believe there are 17 members for the primary committee and the others. And therefore, unless authorized by the committee, and the committee authorization is majority vote.
Mr. Chairman.
That is the view of the
Senator Royal.
I don't want to quibble over technical matters, but there's a rule in statutory construction. But as between a particular provision and a general provision, in case of conflict, it is the particular provision that applies. And the subheading under executive sessions will naturally apply, because by the very nature of it, that's supported by Heinz President, I can present that. All the authorities on that, even our own rules here, will support that proposition. That executive session has only one rule, the confidentiality. That's all. In fact, an executive session is nothing more than a confessional, a privileged communication between lawyer and client, doctor and patient, between priest and a confessor. That is the essence of that. It cannot be breached. So, because otherwise, if we relax the rule, nobody will follow us. So that's why I'm submitting that. We have to do that in some other time, because I think that...
Just in response to the statement of Senator Arroyo, and with the permission of Senator Enrile, before we dispose of the motion, that is why the chairman, why this representation, one, asked for a meeting first or a caucus. Number two, Secretary Neri has promised us that he shall return. And as of today, he did not say that he will not attend the hearing. He simply stated that he is in official travel and he is abroad. So if we invite him first and he does not appear, then logical that people would want to know what happened in the executive session. But if he appears and answers our question, there may be no need to open it up. Except that Senator Arroyo brought up a different issue. Precisely, he was made the object of a newspaper report, which he claims is false. No,
which I now say, ask every senator here whether the inquiry report is correct or not. Senator Aquino, Senator Legarda, Senator Lacson, Senator Madrigal, Senator Escudero, Senator Pangilinan, Senator Biason, the chairman, Senator Caetano, Senator Rojas, Senator Pimentel, Senator Enrile, Senator Gordon. Will anyone ever say that the inquiry report is correct or not say so?
May I answer, Mr. Chairman?
Senator.
On the aspect of allowing Secretary Andaya to be present in the executive session, no.
At the report of the inquiry.
That was part
but
of the
I
report.
Stopped. No, wait a minute. The issue is, did I stop Senator, Secretary Neri from talking? That is the only issue. And it is a complete falsehood. So I ask now my colleagues here, did I ever stop? Because, there's also responsibility of media. They cannot just be reporting and saying a falsehood, and we're supposed to take it sitting down. That's the issue. That's why I'm asking now each and every one. I named every senator around here on the table. Is it true that I stopped Senator our Secretary Neri from talking.
I was beside you. The only thing I heard you say was that Secretary Neri was allowed to come in to act as lawyer for Secretary Neri. That was it. You were beside me.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Pimentel, the Majority Leader, then Chairman.
It is precisely because of the heated nature of this controversy that can erupt in the presence of the public that I suggested we do it in caucus. Secondly, you know, telling somebody to stop talking can be done in so many ways. You don't have to verbalize it. You can send signals to the person concerned. I did not see either being done by Senator Arroyo. He was asking that, but we can amplify on these things in caucus, Mr. Chairman.
Well, there is a motion, but precisely the discussion of the motion, the pros and cons would precisely involve talking about the executive session itself. No, so with the we either have to vote on it without discussion, or ask the indulgence of Senator Enrile if we can suspend the discussion on the motion and discuss it at some later time.
Mr. Chairman?
Well, the minority leader said, Manong, sa caucus na lang. Baka may mga madadaldal na naman dito. Okay lang sa akin.
The whole trouble, it was all started by the minority leader. He approached us for this executive session. And then when he gets into trouble, then he says, come on, let's cool it. That's how it is.
Mr. Chairman.
Majority Leader.
Maybe just suspend for 1 minute.
The hearing is suspended for 1 minute.
Mag-usap na muna tayo. Okay na ba? Oh, hindi. Kailangan lang mag-okay na ng walang